Welcome to the Kiki's Big Adventures Family Travel Podcast, here to help inspire and plan your family's next big adventure. Kiki's Big Adventures all started with the award-winning picture book series about Kiki, the globe-trotting calico kitty exploring the world's diverse people, places, and cultures. I'm Shannon, the author and creator of Kiki's Big Adventures. Moms and families love the books and have been asking for help planning their own adventures. So here we are. Adventure awaits. In this episode, we're headed to the island of Aruba with Kim Riddle of Aruba's Tourism Authority. I'm very excited to have today's guest join us. We have Kim Riddle. She's the business development manager for the Aruba Tourism Authority. And wait till you hear her Aruba experience. Welcome to the podcast, Kim.
Thank you, Shannon. I appreciate the invitation to join you. I think this is a great honor. So thank you very much.
So I'm so excited as I met you and have done some research to learn what a great family destination it is.
It really is. You know, I have been working with the tourism board there in Aruba for almost 24 years now, and seeing changes and developments on island, it's just incredible. And I've been going to the island since May of 1990. So, of course, having three children of my own, I experienced being able to do various things with kids over the years. And so I've always known what a wonderful family destination it is. It's always had its special place promoting it as a family destination.
Okay, so tell us about Aruba. It's such a rich in culture and history island.
Yeah, so some of those basics, of course, you know, we're a small, tiny Dutch island. You know, we're one of the smaller islands in the Caribbean. We're located just 15 miles off the coast of South America. So with that location, we are one of only three outside of the hurricane belt. So as people want to travel during the summer and fall months, you know, when kids are out of school, they don't have to worry about those season storms. So hurricanes, we don't let them visit us. You know, we let everyone else visit. But we keep those storms at bay. So it's perfect again for summer travel. And then for winter break as well, because we're so close to the equator, we always have warm air and water temperatures. So again, perfect for family travel. You don't have to worry about the water temperature being too cold for the kiddos. Always beautiful weather every day in Aruba because of where we're located. And having that rich heritage, you know, being a Dutch island, it's ideal as well because you get a little bit of that culture with the destination. But we actually have 90 distinct nationalities that live on island. They've all brought their cultures with them to the destination. You're going to see it in the architecture, you know, the Spanish influence, the Dutch influence. You're going to hear it all in the music. You're going to taste it in the cuisine. It's all infused. It's not just a sun, sand, and sea destination. So the more you engage with the island, you know, talking with the locals, the more you fall in love with the island. At One Happy Island was our tagline like years and years and years ago.
I remember that.
And we changed it and the locals kept it because it embodies the local entire being. And so they have it on their license plates. They were putting it on, you know, t-shirts and souvenirs and everything else. And while we as the tourism board had gone on to, you know, 100,000 friends you hadn't met yet, you know, where happiness lives and all these other taglines over the years, they always kept on island with One Happy Island. And we were like, you know, we cannot fight it. We're going back to One Happy Island. And since that's what is embodied by the locals, we're like, this is true Aruba. And part of that is because tourism is the main source of income, right around 80% of our GDP. And so they are the second most dependent nation for tourism. Everyone grows up knowing how important tourism is to the locals. So they will bend over backwards to make sure that all the visitors are having a wonderful time, to make sure that they are, you know, seeing the island through their eyes so that you do want to come back.
A lot of times I think people go to islands and, you know, for the escape, which is great, right? And go to your resort and then don't leave. It sounds like you want to leave your resort when you're on Aruba.
In Aruba, definitely so. I mean, this is how Aruba is different than most other destinations, because the resorts are not fully responsible for entertaining you. So while you will have activities at your resorts, and we may have the all-inclusive properties, you still go off property and you have experiences. So if you're looking for an educational trip behind it, or you want to explore, it's a safe island to do so. You won't get lost because, again, everybody speaks your language. It's a tiny island, only 70 square miles, 19 and a half miles long, 6 miles at its widest point. You know, if you need a reference for that, it's smaller than Manhattan. It's the size of Cozumel. You're driving on the right-hand side of the road if you want to navigate on your own. So it's easy to get around the destination, and you can easily just explore on your own or take tours or do as you want. Even if it's not every day of your trip, obviously you're on vacation. You don't want to overdo it, and especially with kids. If you're there for a week, go out for 2 days and do these different things. You know, you don't have to go out on a snorkel trip and pay for the snorkel excursion. There are places where you can walk in from the shore and have incredible snorkel sites, like at Tres Trepi, and there are turtles that are swimming around and sea stars that are, you know, larger than your hand. And the kids are loving that. And you've walked in from the beach, you know, so this isn't at your resort, though. You do just drive up a little bit. It's not even a 5-minute drive, and it's right they're accessible from the shore. So, you know, here you've saved on going out on an excursion. You're not having to worry about the timing and then that stress that builds up behind that. So yeah, there's just so many wonderful things about the island. Going to explore animals, Philip's Animal Garden, which is like an oversized petting zoo. Philip has been rescuing animals from around the Caribbean for many years. They have about 70 different types of species now. There's even a kangaroo named Jack. You get to feed the animals when you go in, because that helps him out. And you get to interact with all these animals. We've got the butterfly farm. You can feed the ostriches, and a donkey sanctuary. You can symbolically adopt a donkey. It's run by volunteers. You can go out there and feed them. You can even hug a donkey. When it comes to being with nature and interacting with animals, kids love that, and they have all of those opportunities. We've got a whole small island called De Palm Island, where you've got the water slide park, a splash pad for the little kids, the larger water slides for the bigger kids, and snorkeling out there too. And it's an all-inclusive island once you get there. So food and beverage is included. So it's an excursion for a half day or a full day. And you've got the banana boat rides, and you can even do the helmet diving where you walk on the seafloor. It's called Sea Trek. Ages 8 to 80 can do this to see that underwater world. There is just so many different things for families in Aruba.
That it really is cool, because I think, again, no matter the age, families are looking for those activities. I mean, you want a little downtime, you want activities, you can mix in the culture. And then it sounds like there's just so many different cuisines.
Oh, yeah. Because of so many nationalities, you know, any type of cuisine you're looking for, you will find. We have close to 400 restaurants on that tiny little island. This is one area where we're so different from many other islands, because there's just a plethora of cuisines, whatever pricing as well. You know, we have everything from, you know, the little taco stand, you know, or white trucks, we call them, which are food trucks. We have all the food trucks, to your gourmet chef's tables, you know, which obviously you're not bringing your kids to. You have your toes and sand dining, which can just be right there on the beach at night, and you're watching the sunset, and, you know, you're hearing the waves. It's all appropriate for families. Plus, we have so many accommodations that are your all suites accommodations with your kitchens. We've got the grocery stores, and you can pick up items and fix that in your unit, not saying I'm going to cook on vacation, because I'm not, but having, you know, breakfast and lunch items in there, snack items that you can take out on the road, it just really helps on the cost. And especially for those little ones that want to munch all day long, it just makes it easier for you having that refrigerator, throwing some drinks in there, and always having that accessible for them.
Oh, that sounds so great. And I love that you have, that I saw online, that's a passport for the kids.
Yes, one happy family. This is offered year round, every year, and it is an incredible, just, it's complimentary, added value. It's just something we do for families. certain resorts participate, so not everybody. So you have to see if your property participates. But as the family checks in, we focus immediately on the kids. And so we will give them a little mocktail. As adults get cocktails, we give the kids a mocktail and a VIK passport, a very important kid passport. This passport actually will have about 6 different activities that you can do throughout the destination. And so these activities can be as simple as how many windows are at the lighthouse. And so if y'all happen to go up by the lighthouse on an island tour, you can count the windows. And so all ages can do this. You don't have to be a certain age. And then you write the answer to the number of windows. And so you've completed that activity. But if you do 4 of 6 activities and you turn in your passport at the front desk on your departure, you are actually entering your family in for a return trip to Aruba, airfare for 4 and 7 nights accommodations. And so it's just something that we do to help the kids dictate what they want to do on vacation, because it's educational fun things to do while they're at the destination, get off property, check things out. So yeah.
That's so great. Very important kid passport. I love it. Yes. That is so much fun. Well, Kim, where can we go find out more information?
Obviously, Aruba.com has everything you can possibly imagine. It has all of our resorts on there, resorts that have your all suites options, you know, so definitely check out Aruba.com. You'll see all of our various activities that you can do on island. But yeah, you'll find everything in a nutshell right there. So until then, Aruba is waiting for you. Yeah, we just are waiting to welcome you on island.
To one happy island. Thank you so much for joining us, Kim. I can't wait to experience Aruba. It just looks and sounds happy. Tiaro.
Tiaro.
Thank you for joining us, Kim, and sharing more about Aruba, one happy island. There's an overview of the episode in the show notes. Head over to the podcast section of the Kiki's Big Adventures website for all the specifics from this episode and lots more travel planning tips. Look forward to traveling together again on the next episode. Adventure awaits!